So let me tell you this vart. This vart is, I think it's a very powerful vart. Something to keep in mind. It's a little bit complicated, but you have to keep it. It's not so hard, but you have to keep cheshbon just a little bit. On Sukkot we have ushpizen, right? Ushpizen. How many ushpizen do we have? Seven. That's very simple. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Then we have Yosef. Right? The question, the order, which goes first, Yosef? Okay, Yosef. And then we have Moshe v'Aaron, and we have David. The order is a question of the order, where does Yosef go? But I'm not focusing on that. Yeah. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David. How many minim do we have? How many parts are there to the Dalet minim? According to us, there are four, of course, Lulav, Esther, Kadas, and Aravos. But how many Hadassim do we have? How many Aravos do we have? So most of us, I assume, there are different customs, not so simple, but most of us have three Hadassim and two Aravos. Anyone here do different? Everyone does that. Three Hadassim, two Aravos. So a grand total of how many? Seven. Lulav Esrug is two. Three Hadassim is five. Two Aravos, six and seven. Total of seven. So this is not my vart. This is a vart that is many commentators say the same thing. The seven minim correspond to the seven ushpizim. Okay, there are seven different ushpizim, and there are seven minim. There are seven parts to your set. Your dalid minim set has seven parts, and there are seven ushpizim. Seven are matched to seven. Now, before we go further, it's very critical that I mention this part for what we're going to say on Shabbos. Right before we say Baruch Hu, there is a section of the Tefillah that begins with the words Befi Yesharim Tis Halal V'Divrei Tzadikim Tis Barach V'Lashon Chasidim Tis Shemom V'Kerev Kedoshim Tis Kadosh. I'm sure you realize that on Yom Lerob we switched the order, and there's a difference between Minhag Ashkenaz and Minhag Sfard. Okay, but let's not go into that for now. Let's just focus on the four different groups. There's something called Befi Yisharim Tis Halal, U'V'Divrei Tzadikim Tis Barach, U'V'Lashon Chasidim Tis Shemom U'V'Kerev Kedoshim Tis Kadosh. Very poetic, very eloquent. There are four groups. Yisharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim. Like, you know, Dal Bonim, Chocham, Tam, Rasha, Hishen, Lishol. You have four groups. Not Chashal, Mashing those four groups to the Dal Bonim, but there are four groups. Now, let me ask you. There are seven Ushpizim. If I were to ask you to take the seven Ushpizim and to match the seven Ushpizim into the four groups, how would you group them? Very easy. It's really very easy. Yesharim, the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all three. Why? Because it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's a Chazal. Chumash Bereishis is called, Al-Kain Kosov is called in Sefer Shaiftim, Sefer HaYashar. And why is it called Sefer HaYashar? It's the Sefer of the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Chumash Bereishis ends with the death of Yaakov Avinu. Everything builds up to Klal Yisrael. It's called Sefer HaYashar. Yashar are the Avos with the Yesharim. There are numerous Memori Chazal that elaborate and prove this point. For right now, we're just going to do the Rosh HaProkim. That's clear. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Yesharim. Tzadikim. Yosef. Why is this a tzaddik? So there are many reasons. Why is it called Taka Yosef a tzaddik? So different reasons. One reason is because he was Oymed bin Nisoyen. Anyone that is Oymed bin Nisoyen, anyone that has a test and succeeds is called a tzaddik. Yosef had the test of Eshes Potifar, a test that according to Chazal, it was impossible for any person to be in such a situation and be able to overcome and to be able to prevail. And he did. He earned the title Yosef a tzaddik. Why else he called a tzaddik? Because he supported Klal Yisrael. Anyone that provides parnasa, anyone that supports someone else, is called a tzaddik. Yosef Noach is a tzaddik also. Why is he Noach? Why is he Noach ish tzaddik? Because Noach provided for all of the creatures in the teva. Anyone that provides parnasa for another individual automatically is called a tzaddik. Yosef, the brothers and their father came down to Egypt and provided for Klal Yisrael. He's called a tzaddik. That's so different. Yosef is the tzaddik. Chasidim. Who are the Hasidim? David. Why do I say David? Because David himself said it about himself. Shomer nafshi ki chosid ani. I don't know, you can't get better than that. David said, Shomer nafshi, guard my soul, ki chosid ani. I'm a pious person. I've done tshuva. I'm a chosid. Kedoshim. Kedosh is also, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Hu asher omar Aaron, when Aaron's two sons died. When they died, Nadav, Avihu, died because they were makav and Ezar lefnei Hashem, asher lo tziva isam. So Moshe give comfort to, Aaron? Don't feel bad, Aaron. Hu asher diber Hashem bikroivai ekodesh. How is it? Ekodesh? Ekodesh. Bikrovai ekodesh. And what did Moshe say to Aaron? The Mishkan, I knew it had to be sanctified through Misa Sadikim. And I thought, Hayisti Sovra, that it would be me and you. That it would be sanctified, the Kedusha of the Mishkan would be inaugurated through our death. We don't know what this means, so Aaron and Moshe, but look, have the chama that your children are even greater than us. Nadav Aviv. We see the Nadav Aviv were called Kedoshim. And Moshe is telling Aaron, I thought that we would earn this title of Kedoshim. We would be the Kedoshim. We were not. Hashem chose Nadav Aviv. But in this Rashi, in this Pasuk, Bikrovai Ekodesh, Rashi reveals that Moshe and Aaron are called Kedoshim. So they are the Kedoshim. So to review, we have four groups. We have seven Ushvis and we have four groups. The Yisharim is Sefer Yasha, Aaron, Yisrael, and Yaakov. Tzadikim is Yosef. Chasidim is David. And the Kedoshim is Moshe Aviara. Okay, now, let's match up the Ushpizim to the Dalet Minim. We have three Hadassim. Three Hadassim. Who are the three Hadassim?
The Avos.
The Avos. I mean, you have no choice. Three. Now, why are the Avos called? Oh, it's a Medrash. Oh, so here's them. I don't have to explain. Now, what's Pshat in the Medrash? The Hadassim. What do they look like? The Hadassim. The eyes. Eyes. The Einei Ho'eda. The Avos were our eyes. They saw the whole future in front of them. They saw the whole cloudy stroll in front of them. But it's a matter. The matter says that they're the three, they are the eyes. We have to work. This is a little bit raw, but we have to work to understand the Medrash, why the Medrash indeed calls the Avos, the Hadassim. Okay, next. What about the Aravos? There are two Aravos. Who are the two Aravos? Moshe the Aaron. Why are they Aravos? The Aravos are lit. It's the Medrash. So you have to work with the Medrash. It's not our problem. It's the Medrash's problem. Not the same thing there, but what's just a little bit of a taste of what the Medrash means? The Aravos have the tzur of the lips. Moshe the Aaron, they were the Medabrim. Moshe the Aaron, they were. They spoke to Klal Yisrael, the spokespeople for Klal Yisrael. The Esrog. Esrog is Su. So what does the Medrash say? The Medrash says the Esrog is Yosef. Why is? Because the Medrash is Tam Reach. And Yosef is the heart. Again, I don't know. I don't remember the details. But the Medrash says that Yosef is the Esrog. The lulav is David, and this is a beautiful Medrash. Why is lulav David? What bracha do you make on Dalet Minim? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvot Tzivanu. You don't say on the Hadassim, the Aravos, the Esrog, Al Halulof, Al Natilas Lulof. Why the Lulof? So this corresponds to what's going to happen in La'osalav. In La'osalav is going to be the Sudas Leviosan. The Sudas Leviosan. We're going to eat and be merry. And at the end of the Suda, it's going to be time to bench. So you ever go to a Suda, you bench. They're going to be fighting over the bench in Leslob, and this is Leviathan. They're going to say, Avraham, you bench, you're the father of Klal Yisrael. Avraham's going to prove Anivos. No. I had a Yishmael cause so much tzar for the world. I'm not going to bench. Let someone else. Esau, Yitzchak, you bench. Oyla Tamima. the akedah, a korban. I brought into this world an Esav. Look how much tsar he caused to this world. Yaakov Avinu, you bench. I married two sisters. How could I bench? I do that. And Torah says you can't marry two sisters. There's some other things it says there. They're going to go around. No one's going to want a bench. And they come. You David. David, you bench. David says, I'll bench. I'll bench. I deserve to bench. I have no problems. I deserve to bench. I'm Malchus. I represent the Malchus. And David benches. So you have to see the Medrash. The Medrash elaborates. The very interesting Medrash. He takes the bracha. He takes the bracha. David, the Lulav, gets the bracha. Not Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And not Moshe V'Aaron. And not Yosef. David takes the bracha, Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Zitzvah on the Tilas Lulav. This is a Medrash. So you have to look at the Medrash to elaborate more why the seven Ushpizim fit with these parts. But now, here's the catch. This is important. But the seven Ushpizim, don't forget, also are grouped. There's going to be some parallelism over here. We're going to match up. Also correspond to Yesharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim. Right? So when you're shaking the lulav, what are you doing? What are you shaking when you're shaking the lulav? You're shaking them all. You shake the esrog also. You're supposed to shake the esrog also. You shake the whole thing together. You're shaking the ushpizim. You're shaking the hadasim are shaking. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are shaking. The aravos are shaking. Moshe V'Aaron. The lulav of David is shaking. The esrog Yosef, they're all shaking. And what are these things that are shaking? What are they called? They're called the yesharim, the tzadikim, the chasidim, and the kedoshim. Now, I'm sure in your city you know that these four words, Yesharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim, big first letters.
Yitzchak.
And on the Svardim, it's going to be Rivka. Ashkenazim, we only make it Rivka on the Yomim Leirem. We switch around those words to make it into Rivka. You can go and discuss what that's all about. It's all about Shaduchim. Yom Leirem is all about Shaduchim. Where are you? Mispal for Shaduchim. Mispal for Shaduchim over here, because that's one of the parish of Shaduchim. Alright, that's another story in itself, but it's Yitzchak. You're shaking Yitzchak. When did Yitzchak ever shake? Vayechrad Yitzchak charodo gedoyla ad ma'od. And what does the Targum say? What does it mean vayechrad? If he would not know otherwise, he was afraid. He was sitting still. The Targum says, I forgot the exact word. He shook. The terror. The pachat of what has happened, that he gave the brachos to Yaakov and not to Esav, was so frightening by Yechrad. It's a word which means you're so afraid, you shake. He shook. And what were the brachos? The brachos were Gashmis. Who's going to have the good of this world? Olam Hazeh. That's, if you go study the parish of Birchos Yitzchak, it was Olam Hazeh. What is Sukkot all about? Sukkot is all about Geshem. If you look carefully, the davening, you look carefully, it's all climaxing with Geshem. Is nothing more than a symbol. It's a mushal for Gashmias. What is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur all about? Not Gashmias. If you look at the davening, there's no mention of Gashmias. Basics. Just basics. Chayim. V'chosveinu b'sefer ha-chayim. Just, let's get by life. After this life, we then go to Sukkot. What kind of life are we going to have? We need a life of Gashmias. We need Parnasa. We need a good life. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Zochreinu B'Sefer HaChaim. Zochreinu L'Chaim. Chosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. Sukkot, Gashmias. What's a greater danger? Two holidays. The Medrash says, what does it mean? Ad me'od. Vayechad Yitzchak. Yitzchak shook. Charod gedola ad me'od. It's a famous Medrash. Yitzchak shook twice in his life. The Akedah. And at when he gave the brachos to who he thought was the wrong person. At the Akedah, what was he shaking about? Death, life and death. He's getting killed. Yitzchak was about to get killed. Yitzchak was the korban. Avraham is about to slaughter him. He was shaking. I'm about to die. I'm giving up my life. I'll kiddush Hashem. This is the first time. I'm about to go. He shook. Then, when he gave the brachas to who he thought was, when they realized Esav, and he really gave Yaakov, he shook. The shaking that he experienced at the brachas, was greater than the shaking he experienced at the Akedah. Vayechrad Yitzchok Charoda Gedola Ad Mo'od, even more than the degree of shaking that he experienced at the Akedah. Why? Because when it comes to life and death, okay, I'm alive. I'm not alive. Nu, Olam Ha'emes. Kach Darko Shel Olam. No one lives forever. There's another world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He takes us back. But to live in this world, I'm going to live for sure. But I have the nisoyon of how I'm going to live. If you're going to give me parnasa, there's a danger of complacency. I have parnasa, so I can do whatever I want. I'll go to all the areas I want. Who cares? I'm secure. If you don't give me parnasa, there's a sakana. I'll rebel. Hashem, you don't give me parnasa, I have to struggle in this world. Yeah, I'll rebel. I won't do Torah mitzvahs. Living in this world is a much greater sakana than life and death. Sukkis is a much greater pachan of how are we going to survive and how are we going to deal with survival. Are we going to take the gashmis and use it for the right purpose and not chashom vayishman yishun vayivat? Or are we going, if Hashem decides not to give us, is it going to be chashom, it can be a cause of a rebellion? The avoda of sukkis is a greater sakana, is a greater avoda than the Yom Lerayim. What do we do on sukkis? On sukkis we take the avos in front of us. We take the ushpizin. These are our heroes. These are our forefathers. These are the ushpizin, the people that have created Klal Yisrael. Okay, there are a lot of people who went in, but these seven people are given more credit. They are given credit as the architects of Klal Yisrael. And they created us. They are. We shake them. What we're doing is we're reenacting. Vayechrad Yitzchok Charodo Gedoyla Ad Ma'od. We just went through the Yomim Narayim. We shook. We shockled. Will it be L'chaim Chas V'Shalom Nat? What's going to be? Miyichya Miyamos. Now Sukkis. Okay, we survived. We prevailed. But what kind of year are we going to have? How are we going to take advantage of the chayim that we have gained through the Yom Narayim? We shake the Dalad Minim. This is a pachat chodim. Vayechrad Yitzchok Charoda Gedoyla Ad Ma'od, watching in front of us, our architects, our heroes. Okay, we should be zoicha to succeed in all our ways.
Good.